This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour here on the DJ V Show. How do you do? It's Jennifer from California, Victoria from New York, Kara from Washington, Doug from all places north, south, east, and west. This morning I happen to be on the farm in Framingham. The temperatures here up in the 50s today. What's the forecast for New York and Washington for the rest of the week? I think it looks pretty good for Easter, doesn't it?
I haven't even looked, honestly, but it was definitely nicer. It seems to be pretty mild.
Yeah. It's springtime. Baseball season starts. All that hoopla. Let's get to a couple of things that we ought to underscore here. The question has come up this week on Kim Jong-un. Is Kim in China? There is a story about him making a surprise visit to Beijing, according to Bloomberg News. His first foreign visit as the leader of North Korea. A lot of people reporting a high-level North Korean official arriving in China on a train, but didn't confirm. So is he or isn't he? Are there any pictures of him being there? Did he come riding in on his horse or what?
Well, they didn't do a lot of pictures, and here's why. And I didn't even think about this, but it tells you what's happening. He had to take this secret train. I always want to go, get on the train and ride it, woo, woo. I want that. But he had to do that because apparently that's the way his dad went to China. And Kim Jong-un has not left the country since he took over the reins from his dad, Kim Jong-il, in, 2011, something like that? So he hasn't left the country since then. And he was worried that if he left the country that there would be a coup. That the people would stage a coup. So they did this secret train without any fanfare. He got on the train. He went to China, but it has been confirmed. And actually, President Trump was already tweeting to confirm it, along with some of the media in China saying, yes, indeed, he was there. And I actually think this is really good news because Kim Jong-un is getting ready to have this meeting with President Trump. And he's never, if you think about it, never met with another foreign leader except for President Moon in South Korea. That's the only person he's ever met with, like, in a face-to-face capacity. So I think to get him a little, like, pardon the pun, but a little boned up for the meeting, he needs to know how everything goes. China is, I guess, somewhat of an ally to North Korea. So maybe it shows he's taking this seriously.
Where did that expression come from?
Bone up.
Bone up, yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
All right, another
created
item of interest for people in the news. George Clooney, Paul McCartney, a number of celebrities over this past weekend in the March for Our Lives contingent. Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Hudson, Lin-Manuel Miranda. When did he become the darling? Was it just because of that show? That Lin-Manuel,
that little show that no one talks about, Hamilton.
I didn't say that.
No, I know, but it was. I'm just joking. It's okay. The way you started to say that show. It was funny.
Well, I never heard of the guy before, and now he seems to be the darling of lots of people, especially the showbiz group.
Yeah, in New York, in the theater scene, he was well known before that for In the Heights, which was his big musical, and Britney Spears went and saw it, a lot of celebrities loved it, and it won like 11 Tony Awards, and then he didn't really do much until he wrote Hamilton and starred in Hamilton, so that's also why he's very visible.
Yeah. All right, so we have been off and on talking about the people who donate a lot of money to help the youngsters get this thing going over the weekend and even further. Apparently the Clooney's coughed up $500,000. Did Oprah do the same?
I think she did.
Spielberg, Lady Gaga, Amy Schumer, a number of people that are on those CW shows, cast members from Modern Family. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, McCartney was marching around Central Park West near the Dakota Building, and he said, quote, One of my best friends, speaking about John, was killed by gun violence right around here, so it's important to me not just to march, but to take action.
People were so surprised. That was right down the block from our apartment, and people were so surprised that Paul McCartney was just walking in the masses.
Yeah.
He didn't have security detail with him. He was just walking. He had a black and white T-shirt on with that we can end gun violence, and it was one of the things that New Yorkers are weird like that. We never really believe it's the celebrity because we just don't think, you know. It's like, oh, who's that guy who thinks he looks like Paul McCartney? Well, it was Paul McCartney, but it was a very poignant statement and a reminder of John Lennon, for sure. New Yorkers, definitely. It was right near Strawberry Fields when he made that statement. So,
well, the ripple effect of this continues as we go down the street, down the week. There's still controversy about whether Emma Gonzalez tore up a photo of the Constitution or not. There was some doctored shots, apparently. You remember Emma Gonzalez as a survivor of the Parkland shooting, and some said she ripped up the Constitution. Ugh. There were pictures of it supposedly on social media, being posted on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Got some retweets and likes and that sort of stuff. But she said that it was fake animation, parody, satire, whatever it is. But I know, Jennifer, that a lot of the right-wing blogs were after her.
Mm-hmm.
When
we talk about this movement, and it feels weird for me because I support these kids. I support kids getting more involved in the process. I think it's great on one side. But I also think that the divisive rhetoric that's being used as part of these speeches is not necessarily going to do anything to help the cause
or the end result. Some of the strong language,
Ripping up the Constitution, whether it happened or not, is not a good
image. It didn't happen. Let's not spread fake news. It didn't happen. It was not in the photo shoot. It was a gun target piece of paper that she ripped in half. So, like, this is part of the problem with fake news. It keeps getting spread around and around. It didn't happen. It was a Teen Vogue photo shoot, and Teen Vogue came out and said, here's the original photo. This did not happen. This was doctored to attack this girl.
What's not fake news is the fact that many of the people who were on that stage talked about, in fact, I can tell you one of them, I can cite it almost verbatim, and I think her name was Tanner. Oh, gosh, I can't remember, but we can find it. And she says, okay, they give us bump stocks, we'll take an inch, and then we'll push a mile. And I think the idea here is that these kids, and I think it's not just these kids, I think it's kids in general, have not been educated as to the importance of our Constitution and why it's there and how the Constitution is the very basis of this country. And you're not going to repeal the Second Amendment. I heard David Hogg on CNN saying, well, we don't want to go after responsible gun owners in one breath, but in another saying that he thinks that there needs to be real change, that we need to start confiscating weapons like AR-15s and all of this. This is not how people get things done, and I think the divisive rhetoric, whether you agree with it or not, is not going to bring people together to unify for a cause. It's going to make people like me push so far back from this, because I do believe it to be a slippery slope, that you don't get anything done. And so I think we need to have some real conversations, maybe without the passion.
How do we have the conversation? Without all of this side, there have been plenty of instances on both sides. I've seen some pretty rotten stuff from the right aimed at this young lady and other people.
It's terrible. They're attacking a kid.
Yeah. Well,
and they're attacking her for her looks. They're not even. That idiot woman up in Maine who dropped out of the race called her a skinhead lesbian.
This is one of the problems with social media in general. Look at the crap that's been aimed at Kelly Ripa just because she went out on a beach in a bikini. What the hell's the matter with people? Don't you have anything in your life that brings you around?
Well, that kind of stuff is always...
That's what we're talking about. That sort of thing. I noticed Meghan McCain called out some of these students for the strong language, and then somebody took a shot at her because she's the young woman. She's John McCain's daughter who's on The View. She's been very visible when it comes to these sorts of debates. And she apparently has used some expletives on her Twitter site or some social media site, so people are taking shots at her. You know, what does this all get you? On either side, what does this stuff get you when you get to the bottom line? I think the most important thing to come out of this discussion, if you'll pardon me, I'm not interrupting, I'm trying to, but I, I find something that Justice John Paul Stevens wrote about in a New York Times op-ed published this week.
Former justice, thank goodness.
Is that what I said? Did I say that?
I just was clarifying former.
Right, yeah. Retired former. Said that we ought to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, he was on the Supreme Court from 75 to 2010. Said now this is a, quote, relic of the 18th century that saw a lifting in its previously limited reach in the District of Columbia versus Heller decision. He said that case's ruling provided the NRA with a propaganda weapon of immense power, and overturning the Second Amendment would be simple, would do more to weaken the NRA's ability to stymie legislative debate and block constructive gun control legislation than any other option. Stevens is now 97.
Well, it's not going to happen.
No, it isn't.
I don't disagree with him. I think that it's the most out of touch and outdated piece of information that's even in the Constitution. But beyond that, it's not going to change. It's not going to be repealed.
And it shouldn't be repealed, because here's the thing, Victoria. We talk about slippery slopes. You repeal. Okay, so you don't like the Second Amendment. Do you like the First Amendment? Because if the Second Amendment goes, then why not set precedents to take away the First Amendment?
We're here because of the First Amendment.
Right, but so, you know, that's... this.
I'm only saying it's the most out of touch and outdated. That was written at a time where our lives and our society was so different.
Not necessarily, because I've heard a lot of people on the left calling President Trump a dictator and calling him... saying that that he's tyrannical, these words to describe the president, those are the very people that should be fighting for the Second Amendment. And that's because the Second Amendment is there to protect people against the government. You don't think that the government can get big enough to do damage to your life? Because I sure do, because I see it happening, and I want to be able to protect myself and my family when the government is not there to protect
but
me.
How does that but really, I understand that. I hear a lot of people saying that, oh, the Second Amendment, I have to protect my family. What does that really mean? We're in this post-apocalyptic world where it's like a scene from a movie.
No,
where
it means
your children are hiding
lady.
Behind you and you're shooting at the government that's coming into your house.
Well, like, yeah, actually,
that's how
I hope. I mean, we are only 200 years old. It happened. That's why we have a country. It's because it happened. And I think part two of that is, look at the kids in Florida. Had they had someone with any sense or backbone, they probably wouldn't have dead classmates right now. When I came home and had a homeless lady living on my porch, I didn't know if she was there to do me harm, and the LAPD never came. They didn't come until the next day. In that case, it feels really good to have myself protected. Thankfully, I didn't have to use my weapon. I didn't have to use my firearm. But if that woman had attacked me, do you just want me to lay there and bleed out on the ground?
Hmm. All right. Well,
I don't. I want to fight.
Food for thought. There we go. But it's good. That's what we want, is a little food for thought. 19 after the hour.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Of the Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour on the DJV show with Jen and Victoria, Kara and I, the music from E.T. And the news is about Steven Spielberg, who was invited to participate with Carl's Jr., which is a big California hamburger chain. I don't think they're anywhere else but California, are they?
I've never seen them anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe anywhere Vegas? Are other places? It's the same chain, but they're called Hardee's on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. So it's owned by the same outfit. Okay.
Right.
Carl's Jr. had asked Steven Spielberg if they could have a new Spielburger in the on the menu. The restaurant chain has been touting a rebranded version of its charbroiled slider called Spielburgers in honor of Steven Spielberg and the new film that's out, Ready Player One. I think that's this weekend. In a tweet announcing the effort, the restaurant acknowledged that Spielberg had not signed off on the idea, but they said, oh, he'll probably be cool with it. Apparently he wasn't, though. He dashed the company's president a video posted on Twitter for his production company. His response followed a brief statement from Warner Brothers, which produces the new movie, saying, appreciate the hashtag Ready Player One love, but this is not approved. So a representative for Carl's Jr. acknowledged that the stunt had been an attempt to get the attention of Spielberg. Apparently they got that.
Yeah, along with the cease and desist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. No Spielburgers.
What exactly did he say? I know we have an audio. I didn't listen to it.
All right, what
hey there,
is,
it's recently come to my attention that Carl's Jr. wants to rename the charbroiled sliders Spielburgers, and they're pretty good, but I'm passing. Cease and desist. Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
See you later.
Sorry, guys. They're pretty good, though. Well, we can't
yeah, pretty good. All right. All right, music news. Jack White, Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie headlining the Pilgrimage Festival this year to a Nashville's rock and country legend. So these guys all together leading the charge at the Pilgrimage September 22nd and 23rd down in Franklin, Tennessee. Festival favors rock, country, gospel, pop, Americana music. The rest of the roster reflects a pretty interesting blend here. The Bleachers, Brandy Carlisle. How is she related to Belinda? Is she somebody
not related?
Not related, okay. Counting Crows, Amos Lee. and more, and a lot of talent. So how many people want to go down to Nashville for this?
I would love to go to Nashville. I've never been.
Oh, it's a great
awesome.
City.
Yeah, yeah, my parents have been. They loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And again, great University of Vanderbilt. It's a very good school. All right, so that's that story. Let's move in to the David Bowie camp, or Bowie. You say Bowie, I say Bowie. That's
anyway, the, sure we all say Bowie.
Yeah.
Bowie, okay.
That's you
let's say
Bowie.
I say Bowie. Vandals have spray-painted a statue of Bowie after its unveiling in England. In green, spray paint the words RIP DB. That means rest in peace, David Bowie. And feed the homeless first. Instead of, I guess the message is, instead of building a statue, use the money to feed the homeless. Is that basically
that was,
what?
Yes, that's the intended message.
Yeah. So.
But these people, here's the thing though. Whoever did that was very misguided because this was a crowdfunded campaign that mm-hmm. paid for the statue. And yep. so one of the guys from the BBC who helped promote it said that the irony is that taxpayers now have to pay for the cleanup. So it's the vandal who is ironically taking money away from the homeless people.
Yeah. Isn't that the case?
So, so dumb.
People sometimes don't think about that. And so, anyway, this guy was a legend, and he was an important part of life in England and around the rest of the world with his contribution. So maybe the statue is approved. I find it appropriate. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to our DJV Conversation, the daily event that has lots of participants around the country. I'm participating, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you on the participation list. You know how we love to talk about what's going on in our most beloved states, the state of confusion, the state of California, the area of California that doesn't seem to fit is Orange County. For those of you who don't know, Orange County has a little bit more of a right angle to its... It's funny how people move into areas. Why would it be that Orange County would become a bastion for the right, the conservative, and the rest of the state is filled with left-wing lunatics? You wonder.
Well, not all of the state. The central part of California is a little more conservative.
The farming area. Right. Yeah.
San Diego's a little more purple. Yeah. But, yeah, Orange County was always known as conservative. But you know what? It's actually starting to shift. It's not quite as conservative as it used to be, even though I know there's a news story coming out of there that indicates it's more conservative than at least some of California.
Well, they want to take on the rest of the state sanctuary laws. And I'm sure you've talked about this on your local LA program, Jennifer, The county supervisor said, quote, our officers actually face penalties under state law if they so much as talk to federal agents for the wrong thing. This is unacceptable, contrary to federal law, and they're fighting back as well they ought to, frankly. I think this stuff about sanctuary cities.
Well, part of it is that crazy. Is that when you're sworn into office, right, when you're sworn into government, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution and uphold the law. And the law is, the Constitution states that the federal government is in control of immigration laws. And really what I think is so crazy with this is that our Attorney General, Javier Becerra, and look, I'm empathetic. If people are here doing the right thing, I'm okay with them staying. It's when people are here, they commit a crime, and then we're using taxpayer money to defend them so that they don't have to go back to their home. That's when it starts to push the limits for me. And Javier Becerra, our Attorney General, said that if I, as a business owner in California, have an ICE agent, have federal agents come to my office and say, look, we need to see your immigration forms, your I-9 forms, which as a California business, you're required to collect from all of your employees. I think actually it's a federal thing. Everybody has to collect it. If I show them those forms, I can either be thrown in jail or handed a $25,000 fine. Now, that to me, cooperating with the government should not be something that you should be thrown in jail and or fined for doing. That just doesn't seem right.
What a lesson, is that to children, to people in school who understand?
So that's why these cities are saying this isn't good. You're threatening our residents. You're threatening our law enforcement. And we're going to fight back on that. It's not even like they want to help deport people. They just want to be able to cooperate. If the federal government asks, they want to be able to answer the question.
Victoria, you don't agree with this, do you?
No, I don't. I agree with what Jen said. If people are here doing, my dad is an immigrant, so I'd be very hypocritical if I said, oh yeah, let's get rid of all of them or let's keep them all. My dad did everything by the book. He did it the right way. So that's what I want. People have said this for years.
The fair way.
The clearer path to citizenship for the right people. That's what I would like. This sanctuary city thing, I still do not fully understand it. I really don't. I live in New York City. It's a sanctuary. I don't get it. I don't get the purpose of it. I don't understand why we're using taxpayer dollars to defend criminals. I don't get any of it. So I'm with Jen 100% on this. Yeah. If people are here and they want to do the right thing, if they want to, whether we mentioned earlier, if they want to join the military in lieu of, or as a way to fast track getting citizenship, fine. There are so many other options. It just seems like no one's willing to be reasonable. And a reasonable thing is what Jen just said. It's if you're a criminal, no, you go. That's it. And if you genuinely want to stay for the right reasons, then fine. That's what America was built on.
Figure out how to do it. Also from California, 5 people were killed as a car plunged off the PCH, I think. Was that last night? When was that? Yesterday at some point in time?
Must have been. I didn't hear about it. So, yeah, must have been.
It drove right off the cliff?
Right off the cliff. There's a funny story.
On purpose?
Associated Press. No, I don't think so. It didn't appear. This is that beautiful
Isn't
area.
Isn't that sad? I live in such a weird state where that could be something they did purposely.
This is a little south of San Francisco, off the PCH. Mendocino is the city. CHP identified the victims as 2 women from Oregon and 3 children. Apparently they were driving an older SUV, and it pulled onto the dirt turnout that you see many of, a lot of these places, and it was directly in front of a cliff, and they didn't stop and went over the cliff.
Wow.
So that's the end of that.
Some of those roads, I've never driven up there myself.
They can be treacherous.
But they certainly are filmed a lot in movies and TV shows, and they look treacherous. There's no, like, some of them don't even look like they have any guardrails or anything. You can just sort of skid off the dirt, and then that's it.
Speaking of treacherous, last night on the plane coming back, I watched the movie that came out last summer called Detroit. Any of you familiar with that?
I didn't see it, but it looked like it was pretty good.
Well, I guess it would depend on what you define as pretty good. There's a lesson in it to be learned, and it's one, there have been a number of movies like this and books written about what happened in some of these places as the equal rights movement gained speed and momentum. It did not necessarily because of anything that was positive. The things like what happened in Detroit when there was this confrontation all the police officers in Detroit at the time were white. The majority of Detroit's population is black. So right away, there's the makings of a mess. And then there were things that happened, incidents that happened, things, police officers shooting people that just during the beginning of the riot season, it was hot and things were not working. And it just there was a breakdown, and there were some events that took place that led to more events taking place. And a couple of black men were shot in the back by police officers with shotguns. And it created what you would imagine in the heat of the summertime in the city. They burned half the city to the ground. And the stories of what went on, there's a certain amount of Hollywood in it, certain amount of exaggeration. But I lived through all of this. I was alive and in high school during the march in 64. And I was alive, and it wasn't just Detroit. There were these episodes in Chicago, in Toledo, in Cleveland.
In Asbury Park, New Jersey, famously had race riots and the whole city burned and was left abandoned until only a few years ago.
Yeah. So when I see things, and I'm one who is not a race baiter, and I'm not even going to apologize for this, but I got to tell you, with what's gone on, and I've said this on the air probably a dozen times over the last maybe 12, 14, 15 months or a couple of years, when we've had these circumstances, when white officers shoot black guys in circumstances that are questionable, there are some things where it is, I don't want to use the word appropriate, but it seems that it was justified. This week, the Louisiana Attorney General ruling out criminal charges against two white police officers in Baton Rouge who killed this fellow, Anton Sterling was his name, if I remember. Anton Alton. I remember that?
Yep.
The officer shot and killed him. They were outside of a convenience store, and this guy was selling CDs, and apparently he was selling them illegally. So the officer showed up on the scene to chase him away, and there was a wrestling match that came as a result of it. Sterling went to the ground, and one officer did not shoot. The other one did. And so all of this stuff quickly spread on social media. There were protests. 200 people were arrested. It was the same, kind of the same old story. And how many times has it been repeated in various parts of our country over the past? This was 2016, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. These things have happened. And I don't know what to make of it, frankly, because I wasn't there. But you look at the body cameras, and you look at the surveillance camera video that went viral, that recorded the encounter, and you have to think there's a doubt here in your mind. And I suppose maybe both sides, that's why the Attorney General, or maybe that's the excuse he used, because there was a doubt in his mind. But the fact that these things happen as much as they do, and it is between blacks and whites, it used to make me crazy. I don't think it's making me crazy anymore, but it gives me cause to wonder, what is there that people don't like about black? What is there about skin pigmentation? Is it that there are things that they think have been done in mass? The story of Detroit partially figures around a couple of white girls who are from Toledo that happen to be in Detroit on vacation, and the black men who were paying attention to them, and how the white police officers would take the butt end of their rifles and whack the girls and the guys over the head with them as a demonstration of their disgust with a white girl hanging around with a black guy at the time. So it just, are we ever going to grow up or grow away from this is my question. That's what I take away when I look at the results of these things like this. I mean, it could have gone either way, I suppose, with the police officers. But there's just so much of it. That's the thing.
The thing is, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because you have, you know, you just have, you have black men feeling targeted. And then when police officers are seeing them doing something wrong and they get in an altercation, it gets heated. And then someone ends up dead, and there's no.
So a guy's selling CDs, though. Why is he?
Right. No, but they tell him not to sell CDs, and then it heats up, and it becomes an altercation, and it's just it's silly, it's senseless.
Yeah.
You know the thing, the guy in was it Sacramento I think it was Sacramento last week, right? The guy who was in front of his grandmother's house, and he apparently fit the description of someone who had vandalized a car.
Right.
The cops show up, they draw their guns, he runs, and, okay, that's the thing, that a lot of people have been talking about this right there, if you pause that story, he ran. Mm-hmm. Every black man in America is going to say, that's what you should do, because even when you don't run, you end up dead. And unfortunately, that is true.
And
that has been true in so many cases.
Yep.
So, you know, the white police officers, and I've seen people on the news over the weekend talking about it, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't have run. Really? That's practically a cultural thing at this point. Running from the police, because even when you try to do the right thing, like Philando Castile, right? In the car. I have a permit. I'm going to show you my gun permit with the wife and the girlfriend and the baby in the back, and he still ended up dead. You can't, it's a terrible situation, and I don't see how they're going to fix it.
I also think it's very, very easy to look at a situation and say, why would you run? Why would you run? But if you're in a backyard and you know you're innocent and someone pulls a gun out on you, what's your first response? I mean, if you have not broken the law and you're not a criminal, if someone pointed a gun at me, I don't know what I would do. I might run. I might try to get out of that situation as fast as possible. I doubt that I would be in that situation because I'm a young, blonde, white girl.
Yeah.
But
are you blonde now?
Well, my hair is blondish brown. I don't know if that's the most important part of the story.
Right.
Leave it to me to find what's the nuance here. All right, well, food for thought. 46 and change after the hour. Those of you who are running businesses, you're looking for a streamlined way, less time-consuming way to find the right employees. And even though you don't want to spend more time, you want to get the right people, the secret to that effort is to go to ZipRecruiter.com, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter, post your job, 100 of the web's leading job boards or more. One click and you've got exposure everywhere. You're going to find the right candidates. This is so easy. The smart matching technology goes to work, notifying qualified candidates about your job just a couple of minutes after it's posted. You'll start getting the matches, and by the time you're done in the next day or so, you'll have the best possible matches. You can go through all the info. There's no other hiring site like ZipRecruiter. There's a lot in that space, but they don't do what ZipRecruiter does. So find out how it works for your company, for you. ZipRecruiter is by far the smartest way to hire. Find out free the first time around using ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's using it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
53 after the hour. Aren't you glad you're here? You hear the theme in the background from Warren Eckstein's pet show. Warren has a program that is good. It's not good. It is good. I don't know who's in charge of that sound effect, Warren. Warren has not only a great program, but he has a great website, petshow.com, and you can go to his award-winning this supplemental business. He's got Hugs and Kisses for Dogs and Cats. Is fabulous. You want to check that out as well. We missed, Warren, being able to celebrate National Puppy Day to create and celebrate the magic and the unconditional love that puppies bring into our lives. It was, I think, last Friday, bringing awareness to the need for care, homes for orphaned pups, as well as to educate folks about the horrors of puppy mills across the country. So if you go to nationalpuppyday.com, you can still get information. And as I speak these words, I am aware of what's going on at Victoria's place, and the two of you are just having this conversation about this puppy that she is fostering. As the folks, what, you brought 46 dogs up from your organization?
Yeah.
43.
Largest puppy. We brought them all up from Puerto Rico, and so there are a lot of fosters around New York City. We're all helping out. So we have this adorable little girl. She's 10 weeks old. Her name's Adela. And she's got a lot of energy, and she goes to sleep at night. She'll go into her crate, and that's fine. She feels very comfortable in there. But then at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's wine central. And so how do we sleep through the night with our puppy?
Lauren, what's your recommendation for putting the puppy at ease or give it a Mickey or whatever it is. Whatever
foster mom needs to sleep.
Foster
First
mom.
Of all, Victoria, that's why God created makeup, okay? So that you need all that sleep. Let me explain a few things. I get this a lot. If it were a baby, okay, a young child that you took into your home and it went to sleep at you what time and woke up in the middle of the night, everything would be fine. Puppies are no different. They sleep for shorter periods of time and they wake up. Does it go on for a long period of time? That depends on you. If you reinforce the behavior by constantly going and reacting to the dog waking up in the middle of the night, then I know it's hard to say no. It's hard to say put those earmuffs on and cover your ears, but that's the way to resolve it. A couple of things that are important, though. You're talking about covering the house with, like, these pads. When a puppy first wakes up, you can rest assured they have to go out. When a puppy has just been exercised, you can rest assured they have to go out. So if you can determine specifically when the dog is getting up or when exercising, you can pretty much determine when the dog needs to go. Also, at this age, you need to feed him at minimum 3 to 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. And again, 15 to 20 minutes after he eats, he's going to go. So if you can regulate the system, that would be beneficial. But here's the biggest mistake that people make with a puppy when they're trying to housebreak him. The dog pees or poops on the floor. What do? You run to the cupboard. You get Mr. Clean, Top Job, God knows what you clean up with. Every one of those products contains ammonia. You ever change a baby's diaper? It's like you might as well pee on the floor because you're putting down the same odor from the dog that you're lifting up. So you have to make sure you get rid of the odor entirely, not just covered up by another smell. Also, start your training now. You're going to be adopting this dog. Bless you for fostering. I admire people that do it. Start training right now. The same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to focus on something right. So pay a lot of attention to the puppy when he's doing nothing. He's sleeping, go over and pet him. He's lying down, go over and pet him. Don't just pay a lot of attention when he's being obnoxious and chasing the other dogs. Pay the attention when he's doing absolutely
reinforce
nothing.
Reinforce the good behavior. Right.
Positive reinforcement. Yeah. Like children. You do the same thing with children.
Yeah. Now, the one other question I have, though, at night with the crate, she's in the living room with our two other dogs who sleep on their beds, but then the whining happens, and then my husband comes out in the middle of the night, and he sleeps with her on the couch, and just to get her to be quiet, because we have neighbors, we live in an apartment building. I've read some people say to put the crate in the bedroom with us. Is that something we should try for tonight?
I absolutely would try, and you might find the other dog starting to come in the bedroom as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely because, you know, dogs, they're used to hearing other things breathing at this age. You know, other puppies in their litter breathing, their mother breathing. So I think it would be a good idea. Actually, why don't you put the puppy in bed with you? That's But anyway, yeah, bringing him into the room can make all the difference in the world. A lot of exercise is really critical at this point. Training, focus on the good. Don't focus on all the negative that he's doing. He's only 10 weeks old. And you should be absolutely fine. And make sure you clean up with a product that neutralizes any odors that the dog may leave behind.
That's really great tip. Thank you. Yeah.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
There's the tip for everybody that's going through this. And more of you, if you can foster dogs, a great way to sort of do some payback or pay ahead or whatever you want to call it. Here's a note, Warren, from Claudette Cleish, who says, Doug, I just want to let you know that one of the things that I really like about your love of animals, the way you discuss them on the air, I have great passion as well. Know that you're a wonderful person because you love your animals, especially the way you used to talk about your dog Charlotte, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are not a lot of people on the radio talking about that. Well, Warren is, that's for sure. Check out his weekend program at thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour. And thank you, Claudette.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.